able, I'm going to invite
you to stand. The Gospel around Disney, Frozen.
For the reading of God's
true love word. Is sacrificial. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 13. I think you're going to like this reading. It has the word love, loved, or loves about 14 times throughout it. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Please be seated and let us pray. Oh, holy God, we thank you for love. We thank you for grace. We thank you for the mercy that comes through Christ. So, Lord, help us to think very deeply as to how the atoning sacrifice of Christ has affected our lives and what that asks of us as we love as Christ has loved us. So we ask all of this in Jesus' holy name. And all of God's children said, Amen. So raise your hand if you have seen the movie Frozen. Yeah, and how many of you have seen it more than once? Yeah, those are the grandparents out there. So, well, the movie Frozen, though it, like most Disney movies, is it's made for kids, but it's really, all of the subplots that run through it are made for adults. And that's kind of how we look at this. But this movie, it's all playful and it's got great characters and wonderful, wonderful music. Let it go, let it go. You know, we could all sing that. You want me to sing more of it? I heard one person, so I'll go ahead and sing the rest of it. So the movie is about sacrificial love. Now you won't know that until you all tie it at the very end, and that very end brings you to tears as you think about that. So this fact that sacrificial love is, it's begins with Anna looking for her sister in the middle of this cruelest of winter storms that was caused by her sister getting upset and unleashing that special power within her. It also looks at going for Kristoff, the ice deliverer who is ironically out of business in winter, willing to go the extra mile even when he's released from any responsibility to help find Elsa. To Olaf, the snowman, saying the phrase, some people are worth melting for. To Kristoff, again, riding on his trusty reindeer Sven, risking life and limb to save Anna. And then to Anna stepping in front of the sword that Prince Hans, her true love, was meaning to kill her sister, Queen Elsa. So as you can see, this movie is chock full of sacrificial love. And ask us the question, what does sacrificial love look like? So let me ask you this question. What are you willing to give your life for? Who are you willing to give your life for? And can you live your life as a living sacrifice, as spiritual worship? We can begin by remembering and celebrating our first love, and then offering that love to others. The first love is not that crush you had in elementary school or in junior high. That first love is God. The first love of the Creator. So let's look at what true love is, okay? True love. Anna in the movie thinks that she's found true love in Prince Hans of the Southern Isles. That she's met him and decided to marry him all in an afternoon. And it seemed like a Disney romance happening. Ta-da! And they were thinking the same thoughts, doing the same thing. So let's watch now as Anna, who's trying to explain her new relationship with Prince Hans to Kristoff, she's asked to help find her sister, who's called this eternal winner, and who's run into the mountains to get away. So let's watch this clip.
Just met that day?
Yes.
So the sacrificial love story has begun. Sometimes you can't see true love when it stares you in the face, when you're willing to risk your life for someone else. So what does it take to discover and to develop this true love? And how much time do you need to grow this relationship? How much quantity of time are you spending with your relationships that matter? And where does the commitment and a true heart that deeply cares for another come into play? And how much are you willing to put yourself into this relationship that needs time, attention, and focus? John chapter 15, Jesus said it like this: No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. So how can we who follow Jesus love sacrificially? See, true love is sacrificial love. It's sacrificing ourselves for the good of the other. And so when you think about it, are we willing to give our life for another? Are we willing to lay down our life for someone else? You can judge your what relationships matter by that very question. Am I willing to lay down my life for this? And if you're willing, then that relationship matters. Anna, in the movie, has found her sister, Queen Elsa, and she's accidentally frozen Anna's heart. So Kristoff safely delivers her back into the castle to receive the true love's kiss from Prince Hans of the Southern Isles. And we find out that Prince Hans is just using Anna to get to the throne. So he plans to kill Anna and Elsa to get the throne of Arendelle. So Kristoff is now being convinced by his reindeer, Sven, to turn around and to go to Anna's aid. So let's watch this clip. So, as you could see, Olaf really knows a little bit about true love. He understands that sacrificial love is being willing to melt for someone. And some people are just worth melting for. And so I looked at John's message that Jim read for us a few moments ago. When John writes, "No one has ever seen God, and if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his spirit." So what if someone's recollection of God is what they have experienced through you? Are you willing to allow God's love to shine through you? And you might be thinking, well, I don't know how to love like that. I can't love like that. I'm not perfect in loving yet. Well, look around you. Neither are we. But we're trying. And the whole point of living a life like Christ is to be perfected, or to be perfecting in his love. And when we're willing to allow God's light, Jesus' love, to shine through our cracks and through our imperfections and through our issues, when we're willing to do that, then true love does shine forth. Jesus said in John 15, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. And if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, abide in his love. I have said these things so that you may be that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. That this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." You see, Jesus' love invites us to lay down our life for others. Jesus' love invites us to know that there are relationships here on earth that matter. There are relationships in heaven that matter. So as we look toward this movie yet again, I invite you to think about what true love looks like, what a sacrificial love looks like. And towards the end of the movie, we'll see that Olaf has helped Anna to get outside into the frozen wasteland to go to find her true love in Kristoff. Watch and see what happens. So as you see it here at the end of the movie, you'll see that sacrificial love gives oneself for another. Sacrificial love, true love, melts the frozen heart. It happened for Queen Elsa, who was driven by anger. And her anger is what set off the Eternal Winter. And when it dawned on her, through her sister's selfless act, she understood that love thaws the ice. John wrote, God's love was revealed to us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And in this love, not that we loved God, but he loved us. And he sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. The atonement, a quick and easy way to understand that is to break up the word as you write it down, at one ment. Atone, Christ's love, his sacrifice, brought us at one with God. The sacrifice that you give and that I give into the relationships that matter invites us to live sacrificially. Paul said it like this. He said, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. He suggested that we would turn our minds to discerning the will of God, and by living a very humble life, a life that is balanced with the love of God and the love of neighbor as much as we love ourselves. So how might we become an offering of a sacrificial love in every relationship that matters in our lives? Our relationship with God, our relationships with our children, our friends, our neighbors, our families, our loved ones. How might we live sacrificially by putting others and their needs before our needs? It's only through the love of God. It's only through the love of God that we can love in this manner of loving. It's only through the love of God that we're able to understand what sacrifice looks like. It's only through the love of God that we understand what true love is. It is only through the love of God that comes in Christ Jesus, who sacrificed himself upon the cross, that we know love. So what are you willing to give your life for? Who are you willing to give your life for? That's what matters in your life. Would you pray with me? Loving Lord, beautiful God, we thank you for grace. A grace so undeserved, a grace so amazing that you would give your only Son's life for us. So Lord, may we now live our lives for you As Paul reminded us, to live our lives sacrificially, let that be our true worship unto you. So come, Lord Jesus. Accept our offering, the offering of our hearts, of our lives, of our love and our relationships. In Jesus' name, amen.